Detroit-based composer, pianist, and bandleader Candice Nicole has become a presence on the local music scene with a rhythmic blending of classical mixed with R&B grooves. While she's new as a solo artist, Candice Nicole has enjoyed a lifelong relationship with music that started very early in her formative years.
My grandmother always had a piano in her home, and she made sure that my mother took lessons, and then she in turn made sure I took lessons. So music was always there. In the living room, we had those big old stereo players. We would hear tunes from the 20s and 30s. Definitely Motown was played a lot at home. And from those, kind of had that awareness of all types of music. I was taught classical though early on, took lessons formally pretty much all of my for preteen, teenage, adult life. But then later I kind of wanted to explore more into performing more improv and jazzical kind of song. Then I started venturing off into that. But definitely music was there. My brother is truly into music and into DJing, so there was that awareness there of what was hip and in. So I took all and grabbed all of those elements into my creation, my compositional style. So you'll hear some things that sound like it came from the 70s, or you hear things that came from other parts of the world. So I just pull all of those sounds in and make them my own.
Having cut her teeth performing with various acts like the legendary R&B funk group One Way and numerous bands over the years, Candice Nicole began to act on a strong desire to write her own material. Balancing her time between work as an administrative professional in the Detroit public school system, along with family and community obligations, she would write songs at night and began performing her compositions at music showcases with other like-minded artists. These experiences would serve as the catalyst for what would form the foundation of her future debut album release.
Writing for a long time and just working it out with my little Logic software, and just after a while they started adding up. It's like, I might have something here. I might have something that people might enjoy listening to. So then I started really homing in on perfecting the songs and pulled in some local musicians who heard what I was doing, and they fell right into place. We went into the studio and recorded pretty much in about one day, the musicians did. And then we had the vocalists in for a couple days and knocked it out within a week. So they saw my vision of where I wanted to go with the songs, and it came out pretty good, I would say.
With performances at numerous Detroit events and venues like the Detroit Symphony Orchestra's The Cube and appearances on the PBS affiliate WTVS Detroit, Candice Nicole has gotten to know the Detroit music scene. It's a community that she feels is unparalleled in the music world.
Well, Detroit, to me, has the hardest working musicians around. I mean, top-notch musicians that you can just go up to Baker's or The Office or Cliff Bell's or anywhere and just take in just phenomenal shows. Amazing. To me, a lot of the Detroit musicians are underrated because there's so many of them. I know a lot of times they'll go overseas and just blow up because they are gifted musicians. The local scene is just phenomenal. It really is.
Much like her major music influences such as Bluey, the founder of Incognito, and Joe Sample and Patrice Rushen, Candice Nicole is a solo artist in studio, but also headlines and leads her own band, the Candice Nicole Experience, when performing live. She cites the community of Detroit artists who have assisted with her musical progression and upcoming album, and is big on the advocacy of the musicians who have supported her.
The group that came in and did the studio work, I have to mention those individuals by name because they are stellar musicians. Jeff Kennedy, who helped as my producer, Terry Washington, who's the bass player, who was the musical director as well, who assembled a wonderful group of musicians. Booker, who was on guitar, he just heard my songs and just went with it. Juan Green, who's a beast on keyboard and other instruments. Very small group. You would have thought there was at least 20 people on this CD, but it wasn't. It was just this core, and they just really brought it to life. I couldn't ask for a better crew. The vocalist, Yolanda, is a gifted performer. If you ever see her live, and she is a part of the Candace Nicole experience, but in the studio, she's just the ultimate professional. Nata, N-A-T-A, Nata. He's a wonderful vocalist as well. And Kieta, who's been one of my partners, even sometimes we wrote music when we were in our early 20s and 30s together. So she just has an angelic voice that you just don't hear every day. So assembling this group for the CD project was just a most wonderful experience. And then shifting gears to the Candace Nicole experience that you usually see the larger group, that's another set of wonderful musicians. Specifically, I mentioned Keith Glass, drummer that phenomenal, has played with some of everybody. And then we have Carlton Smith, Bruce Meyer, Mario Gordon, saxophonist. He's just one person that never plays a wrong note. All of these musicians are accessible, but I was just fortunate to have them on my project.
Dubbing her album a neoclassical work which focuses on progressive chord structures and rhythmic interplay, Candace Nicole, the album features the melodic intricacies of Chopin, Bach, and Beethoven mingled with rhythm and blues sensibilities. While the work is a dynamic six-song presentation, it is also a labor of love. Like many independent artists, Candace Nicole had to develop a business plan and start her own label imprint to market, promote, and release her music. Roles that aren't necessarily for the faint of heart.
Well, that's definitely a challenge. The fun part is making the music. The hard part is doing the business side of the music. So from the time that the song is created on my software, and it still has to go into a process of, you know, taking it to a studio, having it worked out, and then getting into the mixing and mastering, having qualified individuals that can do that, the audio engineering of it. That's a process and time and money. And then after that's done, then you do have to work with distributors, different performing rights organizations to just make sure that what's being put out is top notch and that it gets a large distribution and large listenership. So all of that is a process. It's a lengthy process. So that might be my least favorite part of it. But in order for the listeners to get it and to have it accessible to them, that grueling process has to be taken with each and every song, down to even the artwork that goes with the songs. It's a lot. Yeah, we're kind of a very small operation. So my husband created a website from scratch. It's been a long process, but definitely a learning experience. So I appreciate that aspect of it. And as time goes on, it'll be a lot simpler for us to get the music out there into the hands and ears of our listeners.
As for the future, Candace Nicole has several songs in the vault that will constitute a sophomore effort shortly after the full release of the debut, along with an expanded performance schedule that she hopes will inspire further engagement and collaborations with various Detroit artists.
Candace Nicole definitely be putting out more music, finishing up the second CD project, so we'll have another album to release, and then just working on perfecting the performance. But I'd like to get out more and have more people hear my original compositions. So hopefully we'll be doing more festivals this year or larger venues we have before. But then also working individually with a lot of the local musicians, that would be nice as well. More collaboration work would be my goal.
Visit CandiceNicoleMusic.com for updates related to performances, tours, and album releases. This has been your edition of Mic Check. For the Progressive Underground, my name's Chris Campbell. We'll see you next time.